This is the Telstra AFL Trade Radio Podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
Okay, so Mitch Cleary's got himself into position now to speak with, I think it's Charlie Gardner. Is it Charlie Gardner there of the Sydney Swans?
Charlie, why was a big fight in
the room? Oh, look, we went into the negotiation with what we thought was an attractive draft hand. We were open-minded about what a selection of picks might look like to satisfy Essendon. We were open to exploring a number of options or arrangements. In the end, it was made pretty clear to us that pick five and pick nine or two first round picks wasn't going to be enough. Really, you know, it's a bit moot now that we weren't able to satisfy Essendon with draft selections.
So you offered five and nine?
No, we didn't offer five and nine. We were advised early on that five and nine wouldn't get it done.
So five was never offered? Five was never on the table?
Look, we didn't need to offer it. We had a number of discussions over 10 days or so, and it became clear and was confirmed today that that deal was not going to satisfy Essendon. So. Look, Essendon were really clear from the outset that they wanted a player that could replace Joe. He's a terrific player and a contracted player. So we knew entering into the negotiation that it wasn't going to be straightforward because Joe was contracted. We completely respect that. Essendon were clear that they'd like a player and we weren't able to involve a player that was of interest to them.
So, Charlie, do you assess it as a failure? CEO met with him in his house 2 months ago. You've been going after him for a while. You haven't got the job done.
Oh, no, I don't. And this really developed quite late. That discussion was no more than a catch-up between friends, and this did develop really late. So we don't look at it as a failure. We put our best foot forward. We put forward what we thought were really compelling offers. And unfortunately, we couldn't reach an agreement.
Do you expect to recruit Joe as a free agent?
Oh, look, we'll revisit it, obviously, in 12 months' time and see how we go.
What was the difference in Tom Papley in the end?
Tom was almost the flip side of the Joe discussion because, as you know, Tom's an extremely valuable player. He was our leading goal kicker last year, and as a club, we weren't prepared to lose a player of his calibre without being able to replace him, and unfortunately, we weren't able to strike a deal that could see us replacing him. So we've held on to Tom, and we're really excited about that and what he can do next year.
Have you spoken to Joe tonight?
No, I haven't.
Is that appropriate? Do you now make contact, or?
Oh, look, I would expect our club will make contact with Joe, and we have been in contact over the last couple of weeks to keep him across where things are at, so I expect we will.
Rightly or wrongly, there's going to be a narrative that effectively you've let two players down. What's your response to that? Do you think that's going to be fair?
No, I don't think it's fair at all. We came into it with an open mind. As I said from the outset, we were open to looking at a number of options to satisfy Essendon with draft selections, and unfortunately, and they're well within their rights to demand a player, we weren't able to involve a player that was that would satisfy them.
What assurances did you give Joe that you get the deal done before he went public with his intention to move?
Oh, look, I'm not going to go into discussions that we've had personally with Joe or his management.
Did you speak to any of your players about potentially being involved?
No, we weren't prepared to deal with any of the players that Essendon raised.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Charlie. Okay.